difference between placing a request in Brachos of Tefillah and just doing that like in certain Brachos that we have during the day?
Like, for instance?
Like in the morning, Ma'avir Chavoy Shaname, that has like requests in it.
Oh, Bigurathon?
Bigurathon.
That's right, that's Akasha. Right. That's Bakasha, right. So, and Amavishenu Shevach, right? So your question is, what's the difference between that, between the Higurathon and between the Akasha and Shmon Esrei, right? Good question. Or you could ask like a Birka Shevach in general, or Birka Shevach and Shmon Esrei, right? See, the difference is not in the Amira, the difference is in the state of the Gavra. Right? And one, the state of the person is only with Hashem, and that state makes the verbalization a different character, because it's only with Hashem. And then the other one, he's not a considered Amid of Hashem, but he's Molech Olarat, he relates to God, because Molech Olarat Kavadah. So he can relate to God as an Omer B'Snei Hashem, and he can relate to God simply because of his existence. See, not everything is Omer B'Snei Hashem. Like even Krishna, which is Deraisa, is not Omer B'Snei Hashem. It's a different concept. It's a concept of Kabbalah, Sol Malch Shemayim. So, in our system, everything has a unique quality to it. So when a person is Nispamu with Mavakesh, only with Hashem, so then it's a totally different type of Bakasha, because the state of mind is different. The state he removes, like the Rambam says, he removes everything from his mind and just realizes that the only real existence is God, and he's in a different frame of mind. So when he formulates his tefillah, he's formulating it under different circumstances. Mashana came with a person during the day, if he says he rests on. So it is valid, but it's not the result of Omer B'Snei Hashem.
What is
the Ramah
with the
Yerachma Kiyuva Oyez
Sneashchina?
That's a good question. What's the
Ramah
again?
Is it like Yerachma Kiyuva Oyez Sneashchina?
Yeah, no, I thought about that a lot of times. He doesn't define what Shchina is. Maybe we should look at the Maran Vilchum and see how we define Shchina. Mm-hmm. You know? That would be better. Can you call me a temple? Very important, but doesn't have the word Shchina. I think the Rambam has the word Shchina. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Kapach at the end has the terms, yeah. I think the terms of the Rambam explain.
He says like this. Let's see, 18. Yeah, translation should be now. Chapter 18, yeah. He says, okay. Have you ever read this one? I don't want to read it?
No, I don't.
Okay.
From the three words?
Yeah.
The three words karab, to come near, naga, to touch, and nagash, to approach, sometimes signify contact or nearness in space. Sometimes the approach of man's knowledge to an object, as if it resembles the physical approach of one body to another. As to the use of karab in first meaning, to draw near a certain spot, comp, okay, as he drew near karab, the camp. And Paro drew near. Naga in the first sense, expressing the contact of two bodies, occurs in, and she cast it, vasaga, at his feet. Right. He caused it to touch, vayaga, in my mouth. And nagash in the first sense, to approach or move towards another person, is found in, and Judah drew near, vayigash, unto him.
Vayigash is vayigash, right.
The second meaning of these three words is approach by means of knowledge or contact by comprehension, not in the reference to space. As to Naga in the second sense, for her judgment reacheth Naga unto heaven. An instance of Kara being used in this meaning is contained in the following passage. And the cause that is too hard for you, bring Sakrivun it unto me. This is equivalent to saying, ye shall make it known unto me. The verb Kara in the Hippial is thus employed in the sense of giving information concerning a thing. The verb nagash is used figuratively in the phrase, and Avram drew near vayigash and said, this took place in a prophetic vision and in a trance, as will be explained. Okay, also in for as much as this people drew near nigash me with their mouths and with their lips. Wherever a word denoting approach or contact is employed in prophetic writings to describe a certain relation between the Almighty and any created being, it has to be understood in this latter sense, meaning to approach mentally. For, as will be proved in this treatise, the Supreme is incorporeal, and consequently does not approach or draw near a thing, nor can aught approach or touch him. For when a being is without corporeality, it cannot occupy space. And all idea of approach, contact, distance, conjunction, separation, touch, or proximity is inapplicable to such a thing. There can be no doubt respecting the verse, the Lord is nigh, karov, unto all them that they take delight in approaching, kirvas to God. The nearness, kirvas of God, is pleasant to me. All such phrases intimate a spiritual approach. The attainment of such not of some knowledge, not however approaching space. Thus also left God so nigh, karovim, unto him. Draw thou near, karov, in here. And Moses alone shall draw near, vayigash, the Lord.
Mm-hmm. So that means that intellectually. Okay, because God isn't physical and doesn't have to find a physical space. So he can't draw near to God in a physical sense. So he draws near to God through knowledge. Okay, now here's an interesting thing. Go ahead, and now what are you saying next?
So if however you wish to take the words, and Moses shall draw near, to mean that he shall draw near a certain place in the mountain, whereon the divine light shone, or in the words of the Bible, where the glory of the Lord abode, you may do
so. What he has is like this. So v'nigash mosh levado means not to God, because God is not physical, but it means to the Shekhinah, which is the Kvod Hashem that was manifest on the mountain. Okay, so that was a physical thing.
The Kvod Hashekhinah was a physical thing?
Yeah, the Kvod Hashem, the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah was the Hashashar Tzabar Shekhinah. Form a Kvod Hashem, the glory of Hashem. What is the glory of Hashem? Was the cloud or the thing that indicated God's existence? Kvod Hashem.
Isn't Kvod Hashem everything then? It's going to be all the creations now.
He wasn't specific.
He just didn't want things that he was just affecting there, that they come about at Har Sinai, like the lightning and thunder and all that stuff.
And what exactly is it?
Yeah, what is it?
See, that's what's hard. It escapes. It's not easy to track it down with one. Okay, it's like this. Vayavo Hashem al panav. So Tirgum Unkelus translates Vayavo Hashem shchinte al apoi. Okay, so God path made the Shechina path. The Kara. The Nimsa Shah Dabar Shah Ovar, the thing that passed, but Daito, according to his idea, Nivra B'Lisafik, was a creation. Rasa Kiri Panav Musav Amos Rabbeinu. He appears Alpanav Lafanav Kamashnema Batavar Mincha Alpanav. The Gamzad Beer Noel Miskado. And he says, and what supports Unkelus is the pasuk "Vayav Avor Kavodi." He may be a Kikasher Yavor who Dover Ham Yuchas Lo Yisal Lo Atzmuso Yisromim Shmo. Aloso Akavod Hamar Hamar Ad Ovri Vayav Hashem Alpanav. So it was some kind of, of an object that reflected the Kavod Hashem. That's what he interpreted. Some kind of object that reflected it. It was a visible object, but it reflected the Kavod Hashem. What exactly it was, doesn't say. Mm-hmm. Let me look at two more spots.
So was that seeing God Ahura or whatever?
No, that wasn't it. That was that. Yeah, but that's true. That's when it happened. But that's before.
So that's just Kavod Hashem.
Right. That's just Kavod Hashem. So it says like this. He says, the Sachas Ragla of Tamase Livna Sasapir. A repetition was both Kfi Shekvaridata Shu Asa Kinu Ragla of Musa Valakise Vama Tchos Kursi Yikore and beneath his throne. For having this power, I was Rachkos Unkos Managashmias. Unkos kept away from the physical ideas of God. B'chol Masha Mevi V'kach, Vatsi V'b'der V'chokol, V'fishlo Omar Tchos Kursi. It doesn't say beneath his throne, it says Kursi Yikari, the honorable throne. V'fishin Yichas Losa Kise, V'fi Enyin Amuv V'nchilo, Yamash Mashu Nach Al-Aguf. So if you just said chair or throne, it would imply that God is sitting on a physical thing. V'chayev Gashmis, and that would be mandatory to assume some physical property in God. He relegated the kisei to God's honor. Klama v'shchino shehi or nivra, that it's a created light. V'kach amar v'tirvim ki yadol keis ko amar min kadama v'chilo v'shchinte al kursi yikore. So that's, there's one more spot. Let me just show this. So he seems to be saying that, from what I recall also, that it means it's a created thing that is, that it reflects God's glory. Like, Hine Kod Hashem Nirabana. But the question still is, good question, last question? Yeah, the question is, what does it mean by Tefillah?
Over there,
what
there
the
he said there's a created light over there.
A created light, yeah. Or sometimes it's a cloud. If I had thought that the Russian the heel of the Kamas Kupa, a person shouldn't walk with a very upright position. because the whole world is filled with his glory. Still leaves it a little bit vague. He says, because man, the Shechina hovers over man. So Shechina means, so how do you define Shechina? Based on all the sources. I think there are other places also. But means he cites the Malach HaLaretz Kvodo, right? Malach HaLaretz Kvodo is the same thing. Malach HaLaretz Kvodo is the same thing. Shechina comes from the verb shochan, which means to rest. So it means that the Malach HaLaretz Kvodo means that, and that, let me just check that once more. Not easy to define these things. It means, what's the universe, what's the common denominator between all these things? Between all these, light, and what else did he say? Remember he had another one. He said the Shechina was the... some object,
he said.
Some object, I'm Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, some object over there. So what is the common denominator in all these things? And over here he says that that's why they didn't go with Gilui Rosh. Because the Shechina hovers over the man, encompasses the man. So what is the common denominator between all these things? It means that God's existence is what God's existence is an abstract idea, of course. But it means that God endowed the creation with elements that make man aware of his existence. Okay, so whether at a certain time it's a light, or whether by Moshe Rabbeinu it was some type of a thing which passed over, which made him aware of God's kavod, the kavod Hashem. So it means that when a person davens, he can't really just think he's before God because it's too abstract. You know what I mean? It's too abstract. I mean, he knows God exists. But it means that he can think that he's in the presence of the one who created things for man to see his kvod, the kvod Hashem. to Kvod Hashem. So the Shina means all those things that were created to project the Kvod Hashem. So that's why when he davens, he has to be in that state. That's a humble state. That he's in the state of the state of the recognition of the fact that God created certain things. Well, everything is Kvod Hashem. Malacho is Kvod. So the knowledge of the universe is the same thing as the Kvod Hashem. So he has to think that he's in the presence of the Kvod Hashem. He's in the presence of the Kvod Hashem. Not just Hashem, because Hashem doesn't, the idea of God's existence doesn't necessarily demand covet unless you translate it into the fact that he, his awesomeness is manifest in the universe. So when the Rambam says B'nei Ashkina, he means before the awesomeness of God, the sense of awe and cover.
So in other words, so practically, what you would do is that you would you know, think about that you're standing before like the great Chachma and Maaseh Bereishis or something like that.
Right, Malacho Kvodo and the Kvod Hashem, which emanates from the fact that the fact of his Bria. But you can't think of the Bria because that would be maybe the Eliyahu Vodah. But it's a touchy, it's a delicate, very delicate point. You can't think of the Bria itself, because that's simply a Vodah. But you think of the Kvod Hashem that emerges from the Bria, the Kvod Shemayim. And that you find throughout the Torah, V'nei Kvod Hashem Omei Bonon. So the Kvod Hashem means that something was produced in order for man to be aware of the Kvod Shemayim. So I guess what the Rambam is trying to say is that when you be misfold, you have to have an awareness of the Kvod Shemayim. You're standing before the Kvod Shemayim. Because to just say standing before God doesn't mean anything. God's existence is recognized, but it has to be how his existence relates to you. And his existence relates to you by the fact that he created certain things in order to endow man with a sense of his color, the greatness of Hashem. So that's what I think. What's Lashon Hara there?
Well, I don't know if it is something else, but I think it was V'yira Atzmo Ki'ilu Hu Omid Bnei Ashkina. He should see himself as if he's standing before the Shekhinah.
Right. I interpret it to mean that he must feel that he's in the presence of the Kvod Shemayim, the Kvod Shemayim that emanates from Malacho Haaretz Kvodo. Because that gives him the proper state of mind.
So somebody who studies Chacham Hashem and seeing the Chacham Hashem in the universe, he probably, it'd be easier for him to be in that state, probably, right?
Right, well, Chacham Satara.
Oh, okay.
By Moshe Rabbeinu and where in the camp, where you see, it doesn't seem more specific than just the creation. I mean, there was a specific creation that was there to bring into the realization of God. So doesn't the Shekhinah seem a little more specific than just?
You mean by the case of Moshe Rabbeinu?
Yeah.
It seems like a specific object. So what do you mean by that?
Not sure, but the thing is, just to come to realization of God, I could have just told Moshe, okay, look at my creation, instead of creating something. I mean, and then the Rambam would have said, just see yourself that you are in front of Kvod Hashem, because you are, not Ki'ilu.
Right, on Har Sinai, there's no question, because on Har Sinai, if you make Kvod Hashem, there are immediately Anon and Choshech and Yeruphel, so there were those manifestations of the Kvod Hashem. But by Moshe Rabbeinu, what does he mean when he states that an object passed by, which was the Kvod Hashem, which was the Shekhinah? What kind of an object would that be? The Rambam doesn't elaborate on that, correct? Mm-hmm. Let's take another look. Okay, where was that one again? That was one of the first ones, right?
That's by the Yigomia? Is that what you're
reading? What?
You're reading by the Yigomia? Turn to the page.
By what is by the Yigomia?
Okay.
The name is 21,
right?
I'll find another. It's funny, there's not that many references to Srinagar. The Nigash Moshe Levado Hashem Ein Lo Yigashu. So it means that it's Kirvas Asecho. That's what he means. Elen came to the Farish Masha Nama the Moshe of Nigash Yehu Yikrav Alamachom and Ahor Asher Shuras Abo Shfina Kwam Lepur Hashem. That one we understand, right? Where's the other one? That's in the book. Vayavar Hashem al panav, Vayi akinu b'milos panav Musa v'od yisala, V'chein yisei v'cham panav ha'amon kane v'od yisala. V'yav pishe skiwa zeh derech agav v'agadros, Shein zeh mekamen al shiyesh b'hem chizu po yishita seno. Vayi panav akinu l'akadosh baruch hu, U'biyu adavu l'fi daiti, U'kfi d'ishinir alim, Shemosh ha'ol shalom b'kesh, Hatsogam is the Yemes, the Hia Shakinos of Berea's Pun. This one? Funaware of Lutakalo Hatsogal Mata, Kamosha Bigish, the Hia Shakinos of Berea's Achor, Berea's Achor, Tarorosi, Zodanishan Taramakan, Kashemi Salah Histin, and also Hatsogal Shakinos of the Heroso, Lena Hatlama. Yeah, I will tell them off, really, I'll tell you, Tim. Off Pishitasa Binanamela, the He. She called up a shemote from Yukh Hashem, the Yeshua of Shama, has something physical, or Sifei of Shama, or some physical roots. The Farshah, Ki'ilu Hushmat, Asher Ayachas Ewa, Rosa Tzayachas, with Dalam Asuyu, Nispach Hashem, El Sheh Hushmat. Now, Bama Shanem of Hashem, he said, Allah, he called it Hashem, Ma'ate Eloi. Bama Prophet, he said, Hashem, Beni, Renecho, Yasech, Emre, Hashem, Olver, Zunim, Shah, Pirshot, ככה סבורם, ויבר השם על פונות, ויבר השם שכינתי על הפוי ומקורו, ונמצא שהדובר שעובר ודייתו, וכוין דונקוס, נברא בלי סופק, וסרווי הקריאשן, ועושה כינוי פונות מוסף, ועושה כינוי פונות מוסף על משה רבינו, ויהי הפירוש על פונות ופונות, כמו שנאמר כתב המנח על פונות. גם זה ביר נועה או מסקבל. אוהב לעבור כזו, והנה ביר כי אשר יעבור הוא דבר המיוחס לו יסעלה, לא עצמות של ישון ונשמל. So you must say that, so what was this thing? That's the question, right? You must say it must have been a creation of some kind that when Moshe Rabbeinu looked at it, it reflected ideas of God, God's cover. Just like a person that looks at the creation with Chachma is moved by the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too this object, which was created in a way that when Moshe Rabbeinu looked at it, gave him a sense of the Kvod Hashem and awe. What it was, we don't know. But the Rambam likes that shot. He says it's a good shot. So apparently it's a deep idea. It means that, see, I guess the thing is like this, like an Onon was created for the Hamonah to recognize the Kvod Hashem. And the Molech Olaz Kvodam means the universe, so a person that's a Chacham, so the universe reflects the Kvod Hashem. But for Moshe Rabbeinu was on a special level. So an object was created with through which he was able to see the Kvod Hashem more than just the universe. But I would say that the Rambam says Ani avir kol tuvi alponecha. Ani avir kol tuvi. Anybody about Kaga? Alponecha, right?
Yeah.
So the Rambam says kol tuvi means the whole creation. So that means that he was given to understand the deep ideas in the creation. So the object which moved before him must have been something that revealed ideas of the creation. And in line with the Rambam's interpretation on the Avir Kol Tuvi Alponecha. Because this Kol Tuvi means whatever is good by Yarashem Kitov.
So then, in the Mishnah Torah, when it says Ki'ilu, that wouldn't be what's around us, because that is there. We aren't part of that. It would be this object that would bring us closer in a different way, that would bring us closer to understanding it, recognizing it there. So when Rambam says Ki'ilu, the Shekhinah is before him.
Do you ask me what's wrong?
Ki'ilu
will only be the Shekhinah.
He is only the Shekhinah. If everything, if creations of God is the Shekhinah,
right. Then
he is. But
he has to have that sense of the Kvod Hashem emanating from those things. That's the important thing. But the Shekhinah is not, it doesn't mean he stands in front of the Shekhinah, the physical object. But the whole universe is here. Right? But it means that he has to have a mind that he's standing before the Kvod Hashem that emanates from the Kvod Hashem that emanates in a person's mind, from that emanates through a person's mind in relation to God's greatness. So the Shekhinah is the, because it says Molochol is Kvod, chanting a Shekhinah around the heaven. So it means the Kvod Hashem that emanates from the Chochmah. The sense of the Kvod Hashem.
It's the state of mind. It's not like
you're state of mind. Right. State of mind. Because just to say he believes in God's existence and he's standing before God is not really going to help him in Tzivah. What will help him in Tzivah is the sense of the Kodeshim. Makes a lot of sense. Okay, so we pursue that one. But that must be that what Unquist is saying, like we said before, that something was created that reflected the Kvod Hashem, which means the Moshe Rabbeinu looked at it, saw it, so it gave him it was a vehicle of ideas. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll stop here.